This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. Anyone not watch the Super Bowl yesterday? Chrissy texted in and said, I had a Galentine's Day party last night and we watched The Notebook on repeat. It's a classic. Breezy and I are going to test your knowledge when it comes to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Fact or Fiction.
Woo-hoo!
On PXY Mornings, we're looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800.
To win some PXY
swaggy.
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, au contraire. You're caller 8. All right, Mary, we're going to ask you a series of different questions. You need to get 5 out of 9 correct, okay? And then Breezy and I, we're going to dress you up, make you look cool. Let's go to question number 1.
Okay.
Mary, the first Super Bowl didn't even sell out. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is correct. Mary's got one on the board.
Let's
nice job.
Go, Mary.
Okay.
All right. Next question, Mary. The Super Bowl trophy is made by Tiffany & Co.
Fact.
Ding, 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 ding. Wow, you're on fire.
She really is.
Let's do it.
All right, Mary, let's keep this train on the tracks. Question number 3. Somebody taped over the only copy of the first Super Bowl. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
No, that actually happened.
Really bad.
So supposedly,
really bad.
The network reused the tape to record a soap opera. Men sound like anybody you know at home.
So classic. I love it. All right, Mary, more toilets were flushed in the U.S. during the Super Bowl halftime show than any other time in history. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction?
Ding!
That is correct.
3 out of 4. You're crushing.
3 on the board. All right, let's go to question number 5. Okay, Mary. It cost about $20,000 per game for TV networks to display the yellow line that shows where the first down is. It cost $20,000 a game for TV networks to display the yellow line that shows where the first down is. Is that fact or fiction?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to guess fact.
You would be 100% correct.
Wow, you're doing really well.
All right, you just need one more to win this, Mary. Let's go to the next question, Breeze.
All right, a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl costs $37,500. But now, they're going for as much as $5.6 million as of 2020. Is that fact or fiction?
Ooh, I'm going to say fact.
You would be 100% correct!
Whee!
You got it! The first Super Bowl, $37,000. That's it, Mary. $5.6 million is the average price. I want to see how well you keep... Let's keep going. Mary.
All right.
The final score of last night's game was Eagles 28, the Kansas City Chiefs 22.
No, false. Fiction.
You are literally, you are a big Super Bowl girly.
Yeah, that's right. It was actually 40-22.
All right, the next one is Big Bertha is the nickname of the trophy given to Super Bowl champions.
Oh, fiction?
That's right. It's the Vince Lombardi trophy. All right, and let's go to the last one for a bonus. All right, Mary, YouTube was inspired by the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl.
What do you mean?
YouTube.
Inspired by what? Okay, yeah. YouTube, like the creation of YouTube?
That's right.
No, fiction.
Wait, what?
That's 100% correct.
Yeah. Wait, you wrote fact. What's happening?
No, that's she's right. Okay. That's correct. Mary, who do you have in the car with you right now?
I have my husband and my daughter.
Oh, is your husband helping you out with?
Oh, God, no.
Who's more of a sports fan?
No.
You, I am.
You are. Do you have your daughter in the car? How old is she?
4 months old.
Oh, she's four months old.
She's helping you.
We gotta hook her up with a PXY Morning t-shirt. We'll get you some crew necks, too.
Perfect. We will wear them happily.
Oh, yeah. Please, you know, definitely support us around town. Thank you, Mary, for playing. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Stay right there.
Okay.
Halftime show yesterday?
Yeah.
Loved it or hated it?
Loved it.
You did, but you're such a... You hate Kendrick Lamar. That's what I
hate him. I'm just not a fan, and his song plays, you know, on our station all the time. And
wow.
I don't know how much more I can take Stab This Way. You know what I mean? So
actually, it's Step This Way.
What?
I learned that last night. You know how every time he ends a song with Stab This Way, we've been saying it the whole time.
We've been saying it's so important to stab that way.
And last night he was like, "In Step This Way." I was like, "Wait, are we saying it wrong, or?" Is he just doing it for the Super Bowl instead of using stab? He's saying step. Does anyone know? We should know this, but we don't.
This is really bad. They not like us. Lyrics. Here we go. Got the lyrics in front of me.
First of all, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I appreciate the fact that Kendrick Lamar won 11 Grammys, which a lot. Considering Michael Jackson had 13. But after watching that last night, I'm like, it was whatever. It didn't blow me out of the water. It didn't blow me away. Like, wow, that was the best halftime show ever.
So it's Step This Way.
It's Step This Way?
All right. So important to stab that way. Wow, we're idiots. But we already knew that, so.
You've been saying it wrong the whole entire time.
They're like, who hired these two? We're singing lyrics to a song we play on our station that we don't even know. Right.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. A feel-good story from this weekend. Students at St. John Fisher College spent their weekend dancing for a cause, the Teddy Dance for Love, which is a 24-hour dance marathon. And it's aimed to raise money for children with cancer. And dozens of students participate in the event, which benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times. And the event also supports the Teddy Project, which sends campers to Disney World, you know, just to experience the joy of childhood. I'll never forget my first trip to Disney.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to experience it, it really is something that you never, ever forget. The Teddy Project is named after Elizabeth Teddy Mervis, which was a young girl with a brain tumor, and her father established the camp to give back. And she passed away in 1982, but, I mean, her legacy has continued on to support children facing a lot of similar challenges like she did. This year's dance honored Ethan Ernest Rivard, who was a former camper. He passed away in July of 2023 at the age of 20, but his parents emphasized how important the camp was to not only the community, but Ethan, their son. And last year, the dance raised over 100 grand. This year, the final fundraising count exceeded expectations, reaching $100,255, surpassing their goal, which is just kudos to them.
That's amazing.
And all these kids showed up just to dance the weekend away. 24-hour dance marathon. And, you know, this is a type of city where we've talked about it time and time again. When people need you, people show up.
Right.
They will show up for you. And there's a lot of fundraisers and events that take place here in the 585. But just a huge kudos to all those kids and students at St. John Fisher College for doing something great this weekend.
St. John Fisher University.
Coming up, got something you need to get off your chest this morning? We definitely do. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Send us your unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. Anything goes. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're getting to all of your unpopular opinions this morning. It's time to clear the air. Breezy?
Yeah?
Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're here. They're chilling. They're happy. Everything's going really well. We're going to start with our friend, Jerrica. What's up, Jerrica?
All right.
She says, I truly believe that last night's Super Bowl was one of the best I've seen in years. There I said it.
What made it good? She don't have a response to that. She's full of it.
No, I think, honestly, I think the halftime show was fire. I think that the Chiefs losing was fire. Yeah. I think the whole thing was fire, honestly.
Just the Chiefs getting spanked last night.
Have you checked on your brother?
No, but you know what I was thinking? I was going to try to convince my nephew to ask my brother for an Eagles jersey for his birthday.
Hilarious.
I just watch him go off the rails. Who's here? Alexa, in regards to your conversation from this morning, as a nurse and a mother of two boys, I can 100% confirm that men are overly dramatic when they're sick. There, I said it.
Yeah, we know.
No, what's with all the personal attacks this morning? I don't understand.
You brought it up. You opened the door for people to walk through.
I genuinely was not feeling good. So, yes. It's such a big fuss over a couple of moans and groans. What's up, Julie? Watching the Chiefs lose last night was the best birthday gift a girl can ask for. There, I said it.
It's your birthday.
Go, Julie. Go, Julie. Go, Julie.
It's so good. This person says, I can't stand parents that leave parenting for their school staff. Yeah. There, I said it.
Is that a teacher weighing in?
I'm sure of it. This person says, I don't care what your political opinion is. I thought it was super ballsy for Trump to show face at the Super Bowl. There, I said it. Yeah.
I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that he was the first ever president to attend a Super Bowl. How is that possible?
Active president, but yes.
An active president, yes. Yeah. I would have thought a couple of them were going into the games. I guess not.
I know, for sure.
And he didn't even show up in like a jersey. He was in this full piece suit.
Yeah, I know, classic. And his spray tan was, it was really bad.
I love it.
His chest was literally white as a piece of paper and his face was orange as a carrot. So,
all right. Derek says, if you live in a downstairs apartment, you don't have a right to complain about your upstairs neighbors walking too loud. If you are worried about something like that, well, you should get an upstairs apartment. An apartment that's soundproof, or maybe even a house. There, I said it. Interesting.
Good talk.
Right, interesting.
Derek. Amazing talk. I love that.
Do you agree? Have you ever had trouble with upstairs neighbors? I don't hear mine ever.
So I lived, my last apartment was downstairs.
Right.
And the apartment above me was the apartment that I lived in. So I think it was just like karma. Like I lived in before I moved downstairs. I think it was just karma for me walking loud. But I live upstairs now. So it's all good.
Okay. So now you're the one.
I love an upstairs apartment. I don't want to deal with the pounding and.
Yeah, I don't hear anything, thankfully.
But it's just me, Bigfoot, walking around upstairs like, fee, fi, fo, fum. Yeah.
No, empathy is the single trait that determines whether you're a good person or a bad person. There, I said it. All right, Brian. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you got to have empathy. A lot of people lack it. You being one of them, you don't have much empathy.
That is not true. I'm very empathetic when I want to be.
Oh, look at this one. The Shamrock Shake at McDonald's is back, you guys, and it's the only thing I actually care about right now that has me in my good feels. I am going through a terrible divorce currently, but it's whatever. Don't get married. There, I said it.
Oh, right.
Somebody needs a hug this morning.
So tough.
Here's mine for today. If I get into my car and leave and you honk your horn at me because you think I'm taking too long, I'm officially going to sit there until I pass away. There, I said it. Honking at someone and making them hurry up to leave their spot is not it. Go find another parking spot. Oh, God, I hate that.
No, I honestly
I can't stand that.
I honestly think it's on the person for sitting there.
Listen.
You get in your car, you start texting, you go live on TikTok. It's like, I had my blinker on for 35 minutes. Like, pull out.
I'm usually really respectful like, when it comes to that and like self-aware. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll hurry up. But if I get in my car and I'm just trying to get situated real quick, if somebody honks, that's it. You're not getting that spot. Go take a hike. Who's this? Cheyenne? My boyfriend always brushes his teeth before breakfast, and it makes no sense. There, I said it. That's like taking a shower before you go to the gym. I disagree. The first thing you do when you get up is you better brush your teeth.
I disagree.
I know you do.
I think that...
That's why you're so close to gingivitis. You don't even know it. It's creeping up on you.
I just went to the dentist the other day, just so you know. I'll have you know. Mine for today is this. Speaking of dentistry, if you're a dental hygienist... And you're talking to your clients while you have a scalpel in their mouth. We can't be friends. There, I said it. There's no need for you to be asking what I do for a living while you have a knife down my throat.
Why would they be using a scalpel?
I don't know. Isn't that what they use?
I don't think that's
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you can use a scalpel during like surgery, sure.
Sure.
No, I don't think that's...
There's a lot of pointy objects, and they're like, so, how's the weather outside? I'm like, I hate the dentist.
There, I love my dentist, but usually it's the hygienist. She comes in, she does the whole cleaning. But they had the suction thing in my mouth to get rid of the saliva. They had the little mirror. Then they had the pick, and then they were like brushing at the same time. And they asked me a question. They're like, so you work, how do you like working with Breezy? I'm like, ugh.
He's choking.
Are you really asking me that right now? What do you want me to say?
Also, okay, I overheard, this is like big tea, but I overheard that the dental hygienist next to me was with a different client, and the client came in and was like, I'm really worried about my teeth. Like, I actually ended up skipping my last appointment just because of scheduling reasons. So it's been a year since I've had my teeth cleaned, and I'm really nervous because, you know, I don't usually go every 6 months. She goes, oh, honey, I've gone 6 years. You're totally fine. She's like, I wouldn't admit that.
Oh, my God. The
dental hygienist said that.
I was going to ask you, when's the longest time you've gone without getting a cleaning at the dentist?
I honestly think just a year.
Really?
I honestly think just a year.
I think mine's 2.5.
Really? Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah, that is true.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True. Your teeth are rotting out of your head.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.